now and then, here and there, and always at sexpotcomedy.com.
Hey everybody, it's Ron Doyle. Our regular monthly shows are just around the corner, first on May 10th in San Diego at Tiger Tiger Tavern, and then on May 18th in Denver at Bumport Theater. Both shows are free, both start at 8 p.m., and both will focus on the theme, tongues. Hope to see you there.
Next storyteller.
All right, next storyteller.
Next storyteller.
Our next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
In honor of tongues, our theme this month, and Mother's Day, today we're sharing a story that features fifth grade Frenching, sibling blackmail, and one super smart mom. This story was told by Steph Gustafson on December 16th, 2015 at Bumport Theater in Denver, Colorado. The theme of the evening was siblings.
Back in fifth grade, I had my first boyfriend. Yeah, Josh, he was so cute. He kind of looked like a little JFK slash Kevin Bacon. I had a crush on him the entire school year, so I was really excited that we started to go together. And we had one of those fast-moving relationships. You know what I'm talking about. Only after 2 days of going together, I found out that he was spending a night with Will, and I was spending a night with Jen. And Jen and Will lived within walking distance of each other. So we all know what's going to happen here. Jen and I, we're just going over there. So we walk over there. And on the way, I'm super nervous because I have never kissed anyone before. And Jen's like this expert. And she's like a coach or something, mentor. And I'm like, so what do? And she's like, you just move your tongue around in a circle. I'm like, all right, I got this. I can totally do that. That's really easy to do. So we get over there, and we immediately just go in the backyard. And we're just like hanging out, because that's what fifth graders do, until someone gets the brilliant idea to play truth or dare. You guys all know this game. And so we go in the pool shed with all of the chemicals. Yeah, and begin to play truth or dare. And in this situation, no one picks truth. We all pick dare, clearly. And the first dare was from Will to Josh. And it was to peck me on the lips for 30 seconds. So Josh comes in, and I'm like nervous. I'm like, it's coming. But this is just the peck. This is the warm-up. And he puts his lips up against mine. Our lips meet. And I'm like, oh, these are kind of smooth and soft. A little perfect amount of moisture. And we begin to peck. And he, for 7 seconds, at least 7 seconds out of this, he then slips the tongue in. And at first I'm like, wait, I thought we were just pecking. And then I just went with it, because I just had that coaching. And so I just moved my tongue around in the circle, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm Frenching. And then I hear out loud, they're Frenching. I'm like, hi, you guys can see us in here? It's like totally dark. And that was that. It wasn't like any fireworks were going off or anything like that, which is probably good because the chemicals were in there. And that was my first kiss. You guys can totally applaud for that. Thanks. Thank you. Yeah, and then there was more Frenching the next day behind a bush, which is kind of awkward to say out loud. There was more Frenching behind a convenience store, because that's just what fifth graders do, apparently. And then it's like the end of the school year, right? And it's just summer hits. Okay, so I played on this AU basketball team. We had this tournament, and it's like Memorial Weekend. And right after the game, it was my mom and dad, who are actually still married at this point in my life, and my sister, Michelle, and Jen. So the five of us were out to eat. So Jen and my sister start to talk. And I kind of like, what are you guys talking about? And then Jen says to my sister, Steph Frenched Josh. All right. My sister had a look of horror on her face and shock, and she also had these two thoughts. First thought, I can't believe my dyke little sister with a mullet has fringed a boy before me, was our first thought. Second thought, my little sister is annoying as fuck because she always had that thought. And so I go into damage control mode. I'm like, don't tell mom. Whatever you do, don't tell mom. And she's like, well, fine. Okay, I guess. But you have to be really nice to me. And I'm like, shh, I'm always nice to you. What am I not nice to you? Always nice. Didn't think too much about that. Next week is the first official week of summer. And in my family, we didn't have a lot of rules, but we had one major rule, and that was about the TV in the living room. And the rule was whoever turned on the TV had control over the TV, and you got to decide what you wanted to watch, and the other person or anyone else wanted to watch the TV in the living room had to watch your stupid show. So I was already up. And I, like, for 2 hours, like, on my second bowl of cookies and cream ice cream, like, lounging in the recliner. And my sister strolls into the living room and, like, looks at me and then looks at the remote and snatches it and changes the channel from Chips, which I was watching, to Gem. Truly outrageous. And I was like, hey, with like a mouthful of ice cream, what are you doing? And she's all like, what? And I'm like, I have control over the TV. And she's like, I don't care. And I'm like, I'm going to tell mom. And she's like, I'm going to tell mom. If you don't give me the remote control, I'm going to tell her that you French Josh. I see that that we're watching Gem, Truly Outrageous, and I'm totally into it. I love that show, and you're not going to tell mom about that Frenching thing, right? And she's, this was the first time she blackmailed me that summer, the entire summer. I, like, did everything for her. I made her bed. I, like, took out the trash, all of her chores. Like, I gave her control over the TV. I gave her front seat of the car. I gave her a shotgun. And when her friends were over to swim, I didn't go out there and bug them. And I stopped bugging her in her room. Basically, what I'm telling you guys, I had a really shitty summer. And my relationship with Josh was fizzling. Yeah. And, but you know, there were times I would forget that I was being blackmailed and have like this relapse. But my sister would say and do this. Stephanie, I'll tell mom. And I was like, first of all, that's not how you French, and I'm the expert. Second of all, I'll do whatever you want. And that's pretty much what happened the entire summer. We had this, like, I would, you know, she's blackmailing me and I'm doing all this stuff for her, and then, you know, occasionally I had a relapse. And towards the very end of the summer, I had another relapse. But this time we were driving. I was a kid, but my mom was driving us, and my sister's in the front seat of the car because, you know, she gets full-time front seat of the car, and I'm in the back, and I do something to annoy her. And she turns around, and she's like, Stephanie, I'll tell mom. And I'm like, ugh. But this time my mom's, you know, in on this. She, like, hears what's going on, and she's driving, and she says, all right, the jig is up. Stephanie, I know you French Josh. Michelle, quit blackmailing your sister. I'm like, I'm gonna kill you! Like, how did you, I can't believe you told her. And then I'm like feeling really embarrassed because my mom knows about the Frenching. I'm like feeling really awkward. And then at the same time too, I'm like, you know, I'm really feeling relieved that I'm no longer being blackmailed by my sister, which also felt really great. And I can go back to knowing the shit out of her. But then my sister, like, gets out of the car. We drop her off, and it's, she's like, see it? I'm like, fuck you. She's the worst. And so then it's just my mom and I in the car. And this is exactly what I was trying to avoid, this conversation. It was really awkward. And, you know, I was in fifth grade, getting ready to get into sixth grade, and I was just like, ugh. And then she's like, So, how was that kiss? Did you like it? It's not like we have like this Gilmore Girls kind of mother-daughter relationship where I can like tell her everything. But also too, like I didn't really have hormones at that age either. So I was like, it's okay. But this story, and I think about my sister, you know, like as an adult, and I think about this story and I think about our relationship today. And growing up, I never told her a single thing. I wouldn't tell her a thing. Like because I didn't trust her. She like blackmailed me. I didn't tell her anything. But I also want to mention this too. Back 10 years ago, we had these thing called blogs, before Facebook. And I wrote this whole story out. And my mom, like everything I just told you guys, and my mom read it and she commented. And she said, actually, your sister told me as soon as she found out that you Frenched Josh, I just wanted a peaceful summer without the two of you bickering, that I allowed her to blackmail you. Thanks, everybody.
Steph Gustafson, that is crazy.
The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Mary Robertson, Aaron Rollman, and me, Ron Doyle. Our intern is Sydney Crane. Our theme music is by Whalehawk, and our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orbital. A very special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Legal Pete's, Greater Than Records, Sexy Pizza, Sexbot Comedy, From the Hip Photo, and Breckenridge Brewery. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And join us at one of our live monthly shows, which take place every second Tuesday of the month at Tiger Tiger Tavern in San Diego, California, and every third Wednesday of the month at Bumpport Theater in Denver, Colorado. Both shows start at 8 p.m. and are always free to attend. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And for past episodes, photos from our live shows, and a list of our upcoming events and themes, please visit thenarrators.org. Thanks for listening.
Oh my gosh, though, I love the term Frenched. Like, I love it so much. Why don't we say that anymore? We gotta start doing that. We gotta be like, did you French? How was Frenching? We have to start up again.